Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Halfway point, hour and a half in, hour and a half to go. BDRS, Geo, Jerrica, cat named Mo, that's me.
Now, I was very much for, and we did a story, I would say a couple months back, how Uber was testing out self-driving cars.
Yes.
And also, there's been a couple stories where they had the self-driving bus they were testing out down in Tampa.
Right.
And obviously, those new Tesla cars, a lot of those have autopilot functions that are either functional or they're you know, in the testing processes.
Right.
I was all for it. I still think that eventually that will be the norm. Now, probably not as soon as I thought initially, but I still think somewhere down the road that will be the way things go.
That's decades away, if not a century away.
Because I saw this headline here, and it says, Uber halts self-driving tests after pedestrian killed in Arizona.
Murder was the case that they gave them.
So a female pedestrian was killed after being struck by an autonomous Uber vehicle in Arizona.
Man.
Uber has pulled all the self-driving cars from public roads in the state as well as the cities of San Francisco, Toronto, and Pittsburgh. Crash occurred near Mill Avenue and Curry Road early Monday morning in Tempe, Arizona. The Uber vehicle was headed northbound when a woman walking across the street was struck. Now, do we know if she was jaywalking? Do we know what was going on there?
It doesn't matter.
What's she doing walking across the street so early in the morning?
It don't matter. She had to cross the road. Yeah.
The woman was taken to the hospital where she unfortunately later died from her injuries. Early reports suggested that she may have been on a bicycle, but that was not the case according to police. They've identified her as a 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg.
Man.
Now, Uber has confirmed that the vehicle was traveling in the auto self-driving mode with a safety driver behind the wheel during the crash, and that would make the pedestrian one of the first known victims of the crash involving a self-driving car.
Well, why didn't the safety driver stop the car?
Well, clearly he didn't see her.
Well, what's his purpose then?
Isn't that
his purpose?
I'm saying that this probably would have happened regardless of whether it was driving or whether it was auto driving or person driving.
He probably saw her and was fidgeting around. You ever fidget around trying to turn off your cruise control?
Yeah,
didn't know how to get it out of autopilot, and then the woman got hit. Told you. Yeah.
No, but don't you think, I mean, I don't know how it's set up, but you know how when you're training to drive a car and get your license, the person, your instructor or whatever, sitting next to you, they have the brakes there.
Right.
So why wouldn't they have that system going?
Well, yeah, that would be the
for
question
an emergency.
And the lawsuit that I would have against Uber just before I own them.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a relative of this woman, I'm going to court.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pay me.
Here's the full statement from the police department. It says, March 18th, 2018, approximately 10 p.m., Tempe PD responded to a traffic collision. The vehicle involved is one of the Uber self-driving vehicles. It was in the self-driving mode at the time of the collision with a vehicle operator behind the wheel. The vehicle was traveling northbound just south of Curry Road when a female walking outside of the crosswalk crossed the road.
Oh, stop trying.
Hold on. 10 o'clock at night, crossing the road outside of the crosswalk.
Okay. That's what people do.
But that's how they get hit and killed.
Yeah, when there's nobody driving the car, sure it is. That's the problem with self-driving cars.
Had she been in the crosswalk, I'm going to say I'm not going to put it totally solely on the fact that it was a self-driving car.
I am telling
you. Because it's 10 o'clock at night and she's crossing the street outside of the crosswalk.
I think that a human would have had time to react and either swerve or stop the car.
The human was there. He didn't see her.
He probably was on his phone. What does he need to look on the road for? The car's driving itself.
The reason he didn't see, he probably didn't see her.
AB, what do you got for us on the BDRS?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Still, statistically, it's still safer. I mean, that it's an automated car. How many hundreds of hours was it probably running when it finally failed and hit one person? Now,
yeah.
Take that statistic and match it up against another person. So it's still a win.
That's kind of a false statistic. This is what I would say to you. You put as many self-driving cars as there are regular cars on the road, this is going to happen exponentially more.
No, not really. It's, once again, the human element. Us humans, we're more fallible. We're still going to make... Even 100 automated cars and 100 human beings, I think the automated car would have the better safety rating.
They're saying we'll see. Thanks, AB.
Uber began testing the self-driving cars in Arizona in February 2017.
Okay.
So over a year, no incidents, except now a woman just jaywalking at 10 o'clock at night.
No.
Yeah.
It didn't say she was jaywalking. She was outside of the crosswalk.
That's
she could have been walking straight.
That's what jaywalking is.
Well, jaywalking is at an angle.
No, it said she was crossing the street.
But either way, if that's the car, that's the car's job at that point to stop. Like, either way, you need to automatically learn some object is coming in front of me. I need to stop.
There are cars that have drivers that have automatic sensors that'll pump the brakes if they sense something.
If you're crossing outside the crosswalk, that's on you.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's on you.
There's not a crosswalk alert that the car gets.
When you choose to cross a street outside of the crosswalk, you're rolling the dice. That's on you.
Okay.
You're saying, you know what? I'm going to take my chance. It could end badly, but I'm going to roll the dice. That's what that says.
You say what you want. Uber about to pay because I take them straight to court.
Outside the crosswalk, man.
Yeah, but
10 o'clock at night.
Okay, but what about the sense of redundancy, the safety driver? Again, I ask you, where was he?
Yeah.
He was in the car.
Doing what?
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
You know why it don't say? Because he didn't say.
you're saying it's not out of the realm of possibility that had he been driving, that you could not have seen that woman at 10 o'clock at night. It happened. These accidents happen all the time where people cross the road outside of a crosswalk and they get hit. All the time.
The person says,
I didn't even see the person. It was 10 o'clock at night.
I understand that, but I need the police to be able to take a statement from somebody other than a car.
Well, they've also, the thing is, this car has tons of cameras and sensors, and all those videos have been confiscated.
Yeah.
So once they see those videos, you're going to be able to tell what exactly happened.
I'll tell you what happened. The safety driver was texting on his phone, and
you don't
the woman
know that.
Got hit.
I'm saying these accidents happen all the time with people. They've happened right here in our own city. People crossing late at night, not at the crosswalk, and person driving the car didn't even see him.
This is what I would say. You let it happen five more times, and it'll be regulated out. I certainly know. I'm not getting in a driverless car, even if there's a safety person behind the wheel. I'm like, well, what is this for? What's the purpose of this?
I still think that eventually all the cars will all connect to each other, and that's what will happen.
Curtis, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
I got to take Gio's side here. It's on the pedestrian.
Yeah.
And if they're outside of that crosswalk area, they're
at fault.
Free reign on that. Yeah.
Okay. Now listen. Absolutely, you guys can have that opinion, but I'm telling you, if it goes to court, the prosecution is going to say, why didn't any of the numerous safety features of this car work? And they're going to lose.
Yeah,
they're going to lose.
They had a driver behind the wheel in place to hit the brake, and he didn't see the pedestrian.
But Curtis, that's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, you get these people out here on Gandy that get hit crossing by the beach out there.
I'm telling
going
you.
Going over to buy cigarettes, the drivers don't get charged.
Her crossing the road outside the crosswalk, it's her fault. The accident is her fault.
I say to you both that the accident is the fault of the car that had numerous safety features and sensors that did not do the job properly. That's what a sensor is for. That's its own. You got one job, sensor.
Yeah, but
send something in front of you and stop.
That has a sensor on it. Okay.
Right.
And yes, if a car pulls in front of me and it looks like it's going to stop, my system will start to break.
There
it
you
won't
go.
Break completely, but it'll let me go.
There you
but
go.
If it's just a
plus,
single person out there, the sensor's not going
to
pick that up.
Plus, how do you know the car didn't try to stop?
Nah, it didn't. It would have come out in the report. Thanks, Curtis.
This just happened yesterday,
I know.
One.
Oh, well,
but you're assuming that the car did not try to stop. Because if a woman just steps in front of a moving car, whether it's driving on an auto mode or whether it's driving a person, that person's going to get hit by the car. That's just the way it is.
Daryl, what do you...
The onus is on her, unfortunately.
Okay, no, I'm still going to disagree with you.
If you're driving your Jeep tonight,
right,
and some lady at 10 o'clock at night steps out in front of you and you can't stop in time, you're saying that it's your fault?
I'm saying I might be going too fast for the street that I'm on.
It doesn't matter, though. So you're saying it's your fault, not hers?
Well, I'd say she was certainly...
Based on your argument, you're saying that it's your fault, not hers.
But humans are fallible. Machines don't have that luxury.
No.
They don't have that luxury.
You're ducking my question.
I'm telling you that a machine does not have the luxury of saying eyes are not as great as they should be.
How do you know it didn't try and stop?
I will grant you that. We'll wait and see what the... it was going too fast.
If you were driving, whose fault is it?
It depends.
It doesn't. It's a straightforward question.
Well, because a lot of times you can be going too fast or you can
if
be distracted.
You're going to speed limit. Woman steps out in front of you. You can't stop in time. Whose fault is it?
Well, stepping out in front is, I don't know.
Woman crosses the street outside the crosswalk. Okay. Whose fault is it? Hers or yours?
If she steps right in front of my car, it's hers. If she's halfway
Woman crossing the street outside the crosswalk, 10 o'clock, you're going to speed limit, you can't stop in time, you hit her, whose fault is it?
If she's in the middle of the street and I hit her in the middle of the street, that's my fault.
Crossing the street.
If she's crossing the street but she's in the middle of the street and I hit her, that's my fault.
What if she's in a quarter way across the way?
Yeah, it's still my fault.
I've hit somebody before on US 19.
Right. Yeah,
guess
it
what?
Happens. It was your fault?
No. It's the guy's fault because he was crossing the street outside of the crosswalk at Darlington and US 19 because he was going to get a six-pack of beer at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's your opinion about what he was going to get.
That's because he said that's what he was going. Uh-oh. He was carrying the beer in his hand. At the time, the officer even said, he goes, man, if that guy had taken two more steps, he probably wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
But it was 100% his fault because he was outside the crosswalk,
right,
11 o'clock at night, and just stepped right into US 19.
Well,
and I couldn't stop.
Listen, I understand that it happens in that scenario. Right. I don't know if that's this scenario.
Well, that's what
I don't
says.
Know.
Well,
I told as you said, the scenario. As you said, it's early.
Well, yeah, I read the scenario, so that is the scenario. It says she was crossing the road.
We'll see.
I love when you get caught in your own.
I need to know how far into the street she was and why the secondary driver did not stop the car.
Clearly, he didn't have time.
Oh, dude, you're telling me this woman like a specter just appeared out of nowhere?
I'm telling you, that happened to me. And this happens all the time.
Okay.
If someone steps at 10 o'clock at night, if it was broad daylight,
right,
I would say it's different. You should have saw that coming. But 10 o'clock at night, someone steps out into the road to cross a street, and it's not outside of a crosswalk. That's on that person.
Well, there are other factors, though, because you're saying if it was during the daylight, you have an issue with it. I need to know how well lit this street is. If this street is a major street that's lit up like Del Mabry, again, why didn't that car or that driver stop?
Maybe they couldn't stop in time.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of factors we have to look at here. Daryl, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Yeah, Gio, this is, you know, Alexa was just laughing out of the blue last week. Now this car, you don't know that guy behind the wheel is jamming on the brakes, and the car's like, nope, they're out of the line.
No.
I have my right to hit them. So they're taking over, bud. It's Skynet.
I agree you don't know whether he did, but also maybe the car did try to stop, and maybe you couldn't.
I don't think
you can just shut that out.
James, go ahead. You're on the BDRS, and I think with a very good point.
Hey, guys, I just want to make the point that the law says the pedestrian is always has the right of way, and there's nothing else. That's it.
He's saying it's a law. He's saying it's a law.
If they're crossing outside the crosswalk, they don't have the right of way.
Always they have the right of way.
No. It's not
always.
True. Not
yes,
true.
That's the law. Search it.
No.
It.
I told you, I hit a guy on US 19 before. And guess what the cop said? His fault. No ticket.
James says,
listen, unless the three police officers I spoke to were not obeying the law that evening, I don't know.
Paul, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Yeah, Gio, agree 100% with you. Mo, you're annoying.
You have just lost your case.
I know. I agree. He's right. Mo is very annoying.
I may be annoying, but I'm telling you, if Uber takes him to...
I still love you, Mo.
Thank you,
Mo,
Paul.
Still love you, man.
Listen.
Thank you, buddy.
Answer me this.
What's that?
How does it feel to be so wrong? To be proven so wrong?
I haven't been proven wrong yet. I'm waiting for the facts.
I've shown you your ass.
Show me my
today.
Ass. What?
You've been proven so unequivocally wrong. How does that taste?
Let me ask.
I don't know. I don't have that feeling often. What does it feel like?
Let me ask something. And I want you to be honest. The family takes this Uber to court. Who's winning that case? Now, mind you, you said the guy that sued Delta wouldn't win, that got drug off the plane, and I told you they're going to pay out the ass.
Well, they paid out.
Out the ass.
Well, paying out is different than winning a case.
Well, no, that's a win.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's different than taking a trial. When a company says, rather than go through all the problems this is going to cause, PR-wise and what have you, we'll just pay out. That's not winning a case.
Well, who gets the W in that situation?
Well, the person gets the money.
Yeah.
But that's not going to court.
Money, okay. Who's getting money out of this?
But I'm saying that's not when a company decides, like, listen, this is going to be a bigger pain than it is for us to just scratch a check. That's not necessarily winning a case.
I think we're arguing semantics.
Really, because it doesn't go to trial.
If I get $10 million from Delta, I'm going to tell people I won, even though I didn't go to court.
But you can't just assume that the jury would go your way because the company decided that it was a big pain in the ass to take this to trial.
I think the company has a lot smarter lawyers than the doctor did. And
they've got money, and they realize it's a PR nightmare. There's nothing about lawyers.
Jim, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Gio. You know what? The guy that just called up that said, you know, pedestrian always has a right of way, we'll print that on your tombstone.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem right there.
They think they do.
All these people walk around saying, I've got the right of way. Well, you know what else in the state of Florida? They may have the right of way, but if I run over you by accident and I stay there, guess what? I'm going home to sleep in my bed that night. They're not going to arrest me. They're not going to do anything to me as long as I'm out there on the road legally. I'm not drunk. My license is fine, and I have insurance. As long as I qualify for all those things, I can run over as many people as I want.
Okay.
And the state of Florida is going to say, oh, well, because even though you have the right of way, hey, who's going to win in the battle of a 200-pound person in a 3,000-pound car?
Jim, I get what you're saying, and in that respect, you're right. Let's go to Indy, who says it is 100% the driver's fault.
Yes. The thing is that I'm a driving teacher and instructor. The problem is that you have always to adjust your speed in all weather conditions, in the light condition, whatever, that you can stop in any situation, whatever it happens. That means in that situation, when the person runs in front of you, go when you're in the court, and the guy say, okay, but it's a kid.
Right.
You want to blame now the kid?
Right.
You can't. It's always the driver's fault.
Indy, I'm going to say that you're the smartest caller here today. Thank you so much. Here is somebody that said his friend went to prison because someone stepped out. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, hey, I had a friend of mine. He was a CDL driver. He was on the job, running a load, and he was going through a small town in Arizona. And a lady, she was inebriated or something. She just walked right out in front of him, and nothing he could do. But since he was a CDL driver, they took blood and everything, and they found weed and methamphetamine in his system.
Oh, Jack, what
say you, Mo?
Your Honor, I'd like to strike this witness's testimony.
Imagine that.
Jericho, would you vet my witnesses better than that?
I don't know. I guess I stand corrected. That one was the driver's fault.
Yikes. Woo. Yeah, tell you what, a case can turn on a dime, Gio.
Listen, I'm not going to claim to be any type of legal expert whatsoever. I would, I would defer to Mr. Dominic Ferriello, but the fact that weed and some methamphetamine was found in the driver, you think that would turn to Jerry a little bit, Mo?
Yeah. Well, I'd yank him down. No more questions.
Hey, just a little bit of weed and a little bit of meth. No big deal.
Alex, go ahead.
How's it going, guys? I'm a pilot as well, so obviously I deal with a ton of automation, and I can just tell you that automation is 99.9% always right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't pick up a problem, then it's because the
it was unavoidable.
Something wrong. Yeah. If the computer could not avoid that person, then a person could not have avoided that.
But automation, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I've watched a lot of air emergencies and situations where planes were down because of autopilot. A system only knows what a person inputs into it. And that's the issue to me with automation, is that you can't put in every scenario that a system would need to be infallible.
I mean, yeah, that is true in a sense that it will only do what it's told to do.
Correct.
However, that's the whole thing. You can't, with a self-driving car, you can't have a self-driving car without sensors on the outside.
But
tell it how and when to stop and everything like that.
Right.
What I'm saying is you can't just assume because this was an autopilot car that the situation was unavoidable, whether if a human had been driving the car. You can't just assume that because it was
right.
The woman was, like I said, 10 o'clock at night, dark, walking, crossing the street outside of a crosswalk. So you can't just assume that it was the auto drive car that made that happen.
But you can't assume that it was also the woman's. And I think, and
of
he
course.
Hung up, I think it was Jay who was going to say, and we can't take any more calls, we are way behind. I believe that he said, there needs to be more, and we both have said this, there needs to be more information released.
Yeah.
They could possibly be both
no,
wrong.
I'm right. I didn't say that.
Thank you, Alex. I'm deferring to my counsel and saying I still think that it's going to end up being the car's fault.
Clearly, based on the phone calls we took tonight, majority of Tampa Bay agrees with me. So this, to wrap this up and put a nice big bow on it.
Why did you do
this
that?
Is the portion of the show, Jerrica, where Mo apologizes.
Yeah, do it.
We're the BDRS.
I apologize.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.